Welcome to the night. You think you know Night Demon? Then the Night Demon Heavy Metal Podcast is for you. Step into the darkness as we peel back the curtain to give you an unprecedented, all-access look into the mind and the heart of the demon. We're talking band history, song analysis, studio anecdotes, stories from the road. It's everything a diehard Night Demon fan could want and more. This is the only place to learn the inside scoop, the deep dive trivia, the untold tales from the band members themselves and those closest to the Night Demon story. Need more? The sacred Night Demon crypt will be pried open to reveal demo recordings that have never before seen the light of day, all with in-depth commentary by the band and the people who were there for the writing and recording process. This is a gold mine, a treasure trove of all things Night Demon. Head over to nightdemon.net or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Sammy Hagar right here on your classic metal show with I'll Fall in Love Again, and that one going out by request to Chris Thompson, who wanted to hear some Sammy Hagar.
Well, I'll enjoy it, Chris. Enjoy.
You didn't enjoy this,
Sammy? I like that. I like it. I like that song.
No.
Well, that makes me gay because it's not David Lee Roth. I know.
But that isn't Van Halen either.
I know, but still. Because of Van Halen, everything Sammy did is bad.
Really?
If you ask the Roth purists, absolutely.
Well, I mean, I liked Sammy prior to joining Van Halen. You know, Three Lock Box. And,
sure.
You know, I mean, he had a career on the upswing prior to joining Van Halen, and you know, he had some pretty solid solo records prior to. Sure. Joining Van Halen, and you know, I knew Sammy Hagar from his solo career, aside from, you know, his 70s stint with
Montrose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm dude, huge Sammy fan. Loved him solo, loved him in Montrose, loved him in Van Halen, love him in The Circle, love him in Chickenfoot. Give a shit what he does, I'm in.
You're a Sammy wonk.
I like Sammy. I think he's written great music in every band he's been in. And you Roth honks can suck my balls.
Yeah, pal.
Because those albums are good. Care what anybody says.
Sure. Well, he had the great John David Kolodner behind him.
Sure. Which definitely worked.
John Kolodner, that is.
I never understood, why did he do that twice? Was that just because it got him attention?
Well, it's John Kolodner of John Kolodner.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's
guy kind of the business.
He's the man and the entity.
Right.
So that's the reason why. He's kind of a quirky guy, very eclectic guy, but boy, he promoted and discovered made a lot of people's careers happen.
He was certainly ahead of the curve on the long, stupid beard.
True. True.
Too bad he didn't patent that. He'd be a billionaire now. Yeah,
of course. I had the very distinct, pleasure of meeting John Kolodner at one point. And that was one of those highlights for me. Kind of like, sure. if I met Larry David or somebody like that, because mm-hmm. He's an iconic figure in the music business. You know, people, you know, listening to the show, they may have no idea who he is.
Yeah.
But if you saw any of the old music videos, he was in the Sammy Hagar video. He was the judge in I Can't Drive 55.
Right. He's in Aerosmith's videos.
He's in Aerosmith videos. He's in a Jackal video.
Yeah.
So you would see him. He's got kind of long hair, wears glasses, got a long, scraggly beard.
Mm-hmm.
But guy was a music genius. He kind of had his finger on the pulse of what was going to, work and what didn't work,
And I truly believe he would have brought that music back if they wouldn't have pulled his funding and short-circuited him with that whatever
Portrait,
that
name. That Portrait Records.
Portrait Records, yeah. I truly think it, because he was getting those bands back together and they were writing good material. Like he had his ear on the material and wasn't letting them release dog shit.
Yeah, well, he had Damn Yankees, he had Cinderella, he had Great White, mm-hmm. all on the Portrait label.
Yeah.
And he was carefully making sure that it was going to be up to snuff before they would release it. And that's what happened to that third Damn Yankees release, was it got shelved because he just didn't think it was up to snuff. Same way with, there would have been there would have been a fifth Cinderella studio album.
Right.
Had the material been up to snuff.
Yeah.
But he just didn't feel it was worth it. Oh, he also had Rat.
Yeah. And to be fair on that, he missed the mark on the Rat record.
Well, perhaps he did, but you know, again, he was trying to market it to what was going on at that day. Of course, Rat wasn't that band.
Yeah. That album is very slow.
Yeah, it's slow. But they brought in a lot of outside writers too.
Mm-hmm.
They brought in the Bruce Fairburns and the Diane Warrens and all that kind of shit because they were hot at the time. And, you know, they were just trying to market it and make it a very popular thing. It was going for the pop market.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Rat and Steven and whatnot, did I tell you I'll be seeing Steven in 2 weeks?
No.
Yeah. Steven's going to come out and play some pinball.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is he playing? At Jurgles or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
But they're in the day before, so I was chatting with Eric. Yeah, I chatted with Eric yesterday for an hour. They're going to come and play some pinball.
Oh, very nice.
So yeah. I'll have fake Joe Perry and Eric and Steven and to do some pinballing.
Yeah, because where is that Jurgles? That's in Warrendale, right?
Warrendale, which yeah. I don't know what that means, but
well, that's over there on the 79 there, not far from your pinball place.
I've been there. Not my favorite club in the world, but I told Eric, I said, you guys can come play pinball, but I can't come to the show because Jurgles is a very strict vax policy.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah.
That you got to show a vax pass to get in there?
You sure do.
Are you shitting me?
Nope.
Wow. Wow. So, okay. Yeah. I, you know, as much as, I would like to go see any, you know, they got a couple shows there. I would say, nope, can't go.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to hand Eric and Steven acoustic guitars and say, look, you have to play here at Pinball PA.
I'm sure if you went in with the band, you wouldn't have that issue.
Probably not, but I'm not even going to bother. It's the next day anyway. So what am I going to do? Take 3 days out of work to go fucking hang out?
Absolutely. You're just going to hang in the Pittsburgh area just to go see Steven and hang with Eric.
No, I'm not. I'll go see him and hang out. And then I'll be when they're on stage the next day, I'll be comfortably back here at the Man Palace.
Fake friend. Fake friend.
I have a fake friend.
I flew all the way to LA for it. You can't even go 90 minutes from your house.
No. Can't. I'm gonna go to Pinball PA, but I'm not gonna go to the show.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not going to the show.
I'm not gonna deal with all those fucking sick people.
Yeah.
Can't deal with that shit.
I get you.
Can't be expected to stay up that late at night, can I?
Please.
Sitter, that's about when I'm getting up these days. Jesus Christ.
Well, you talk about the old guy in the room, Chris. Jeez.
Dude, please. My schedule is just wacky. I got up today at 4 o'clock in the morning, or yesterday at 4 o'clock in the morning, was up until 6 o'clock. Then I took a nap and now I'm going to be up probably until 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And I'm going to try and flip the schedule back over to get back to some sense of normalcy for next week. But you know, I don't have any schedule. That's my biggest problem. I sleep when I'm tired, and because of this fucking COVID, that seems to be a lot more lately.
Yeah, I hear you.
So now my schedule's all fucked up.
Yeah.
But whatever.
All right. Well, speaking of Larry David.
Yes.
Did you see the email from Alec Finch?
No.
He said, on the newest episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, the mini bar.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Leon is talking to Larry about a new drink he is making to make people horny. He calls tap water.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He says, it's like an energy drink for your dick.
Right.
I immediately thought of your segment aptly titled five hour energy for your dick from July 18th of 2020.
Nice. Larry David stole from us.
Yeah, that's what he said. Curb Your Enthusiasm used your joke, he says.
Bastards, pay us.
Yeah.
And of course, that was the linchpin to the episode, so we should be getting full royalty for that.
So apparently Larry David is stealing from us.
Yeah, it was a good episode, though. Did you watch it?
Of course. Are you kidding me, dude? I am a major Curb Your fan. I've watched it since the very first season, and like I said, I own the DVDs.
Right.
I love Curb, man.
Dude, that fucking actress, the Spanish chick.
Oh, shit. I'm glad you brought that up.
She makes me cry laughing.
It is just amazing that a girl who looks like her,
yeah,
this fat chick, that she almost looks like a mongoloid.
Yeah, she does. She looks kind of retarded.
Yeah, she's got these wacky eyes.
Yeah.
And she's got these fucked up teeth, and she's short, and she's really fat. And when she went over to Cheryl's house to practice her lines, and she's over in the film room where they do the auditions on video.
Yeah.
Because she's doing all kinds of weird gyrations with her body.
So funny.
And then she's doing her line about where, you know, she's making out with her boyfriend and stuff.
Right.
And Cheryl goes, you're supposed to be talking to your mother. Would you share these kind of intimate details with your mother? And she goes, what do you think I am? Some kind of a sick pervert or something? Accusing Cheryl of doing something wrong.
That whole segment was funny. And when she tackled Cheryl for the
Oh yeah, it started beating her up, and that's what won her the part on the show.
Right.
With Hulu.
Yeah. Oh, her tape was fantastic. I really felt like she hated her.
Yeah. Such realism.
Yeah.
She came off like I really believe that Cheryl stole her sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Dude. Speaking of the swishy stuff, boy, are they really driving that point home with every meeting that Larry takes with
Netflix
and Hulu? And
every one of those people are faggots.
Everyone.
Every single one.
They're driving that point home, too.
Well, I like the fact that Larry made a joke. Because, well, they think it's funny. What, they as in like they, them, or they as a group? He goes, I'm a little confused here. Are you talking about this individual here? And then that, of course, that one that's all dykey and shit. Right. She goes, well, I don't identify as non-binary when I'm in a meeting.
Right.
It's like, oh, shut the fuck up.
Dude, but that's hysterical. Just dogging that shit out. It's just Larry David saying this is bullshit.
I agree. But the thing is, the fact that even exists now,
mm-hmm.
I just want to take a flamethrower to the whole place. It's time to burn this. It's time to eradicate the vermin and be done with these people.
Right. Yeah.
Well, just be done with them.
Got news for you. They're here to stay. As they've said for years, they're here. They're queer. Get used to it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if you want to be that way, go be that way. Just leave the rest of us alone.
No, we gotta let you know it.
Yeah, we got to embrace it.
You have to appreciate our gayness.
Yeah. Well, if you don't have HBO or you've never caught up on Curb Your Enthusiasm, that is such a fantastic show.
So good. And for me, who loves writing, the writing on that is fucking amazing.
It is. It's absolutely stellar. I mean, I look forward every season for Curb Your Enthusiasm. I love it.
I was crying laughing at the fucking, at the mini bar scene. Who doesn't like a good fig?
Yeah.
And what were those kind of beans? Whatever yeah. those beans were.
Yeah.
He was like, this is going to be fantastic. Who else has these beans? I was fucking dying.
I know. Am I right? Am I right?
And they, when, what's his name? What is that dude? Vince Vaughn passed. When Vince Vaughn passed, he's like, fuck you. You don't know anything about a good mini bar.
Yeah. Well, what I thought was funny is that Vince Vaughn opened up a mattress store in Victorville.
Oh yeah.
That's where I lived. I lived right. in Victorville.
Right.
Yeah. I just opened up a new place in Victorville. I was just like, holy shit. That's funny.
Too good. Yeah. That was another good episode there. They're what? 2 for 2, 3 for 3, however many they've had so far.
It's three. Episode 3 so far.
Yeah. It's quality watching, man.
It's just so well thought out.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely the best comedy show on TV right now.
Yeah.
Without question.
It's definitely the subtle comedy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a lot of, I don't know, cerebral stuff there. It's not just yeah. blatant slapstick ha-ha stuff. Yeah. It's just jokes made that kind of fly under the radar, but are pretty brutal in their context.
Yeah, there's no slapstick at all. There's no on moments.
No.
You know, it's definitely, you got to pay attention. That's one show you can't be like dicking around on your phone or on your iPad or something when that's on, or you'll miss it. You'll absolutely miss most of the jokes.
Yeah, I agree.
I love it though. So good.
I do. Yeah. But that just the fact that a girl like that little Mexican chick could actually be an actress
right.
and get a part. That's the funniest goddamn thing.
Well, but she didn't really. She got the part because
I mean her in real life being.
Oh yeah. Well, dude, there's always an audience for the fucking people that look strange.
I know, and she's a strange looking chick, man. She's yeah. got those beaver teeth, and she's got those crazy eyes, and she's just a little fat, short, fat chick.
Yeah.
It's like holy fuck.
But I mean, if you really dig into it, think about how hard that must be to play a retard like that if you're a fucking skilled actor. That's probably difficult.
I agree.
You know, and that's why she's getting gigs, because I'll bet you she comes in and knows every word of every line of every script. And she's like a no hassle, one take person. It's the only way some big fucking fatty like that would get a gig like that. Fatso with fucking weird, her eyes are bizarre.
I know, she looks like a mongoloid.
Yeah, she looks like she's looking west and north at the same time.
So weird.
Fucking weirdo.
I love that show though.
Yep, me too.
I sent you over a link that I need you to grab some photos off of, because we're going to cover a subject here.
You did?
Yeah, just now. I just sent it.
Oh, I was saying, I didn't get any. There we go. Oh no. Really? Bro.
Well, this was a good lead in.
Well, Jesus Christ, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow, she oh boy. She's setting the fashion world on fire.
She's wearing Belly Squire clothes, only 6 times bigger.
Only hers are Belly Squire. Holy smokes.
All right. Well, the title of this is called Fat Girls Rock.
All right.
So why aren't there more in rock music?
I don't know.
Because they're visually unpleasant.
You want to see her?
Well, wait a minute. Before All right. you pop it up on the screen.
All good.
Make sure that you are equipped with your safety glasses.
Yeah.
Because if you're this could be visually impairing for you.
I'm putting on my glasses now.
So make sure you wear your safety glasses to where you will not be visually impaired by looking upon this gem.
All right. Glasses on. Ready.
All right. Go ahead and reveal it.
Yeah, let's, Jenna. Oof. Wow. What a babe.
Yeah. Man, you know, look at that picture. I already have somebody in my head that I think she looks like. Concentrate on her face.
Her face. I don't know. Who?
Somebody from, you know? No, somebody from the 80s TV show.
John Goodman?
No.
She does kind of look like
John. Oh, a girl.
Oh, Roseanne?
No.
I don't know who.
Mindy Cohen.
Yeah, could be. Oh, boy. Oh.
You see the squinty eyes?
Oh, dude, just her pictures are brutal.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. Finding a famous plus-size female guitar player in the history of rock music can be a rare challenge. And why would you want to?
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole thing. Why would you want to? I mean, the only famous fat musician, quote, whatever, that I know of that comes to mind is like Mama Cass.
Ann Wilson.
Yeah. She didn't. She's
fat, man. Come on.
Dude, I saw her when at her fattest on the Bad Animals tour. I saw that tour and she was pretty heavy.
Yeah.
But she didn't start out that way.
No, she didn't start out that way.
She kind of ballooned up over years.
Yeah.
But somebody who started out, you know, who was fat, was somebody like a Mama Cass or maybe like an Adele or somebody.
John Popper.
Yeah, true.
He was fat when he started. Now he looks like he's sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did I tell you John played a gig with him recently?
Who?
John Drake.
I wasn't aware, no.
Yeah, they played some gig and John Popper got up on stage and sang a couple songs.
Where was that? Was he just in the audience or
late that night? No, that was a scheduled thing that John Popper was doing a couple of songs with Brother Believe Me. So John Popper got up on stage and sang a couple songs with John's band.
Well, I mean, was John Popper
he was scheduled.
He's scheduled to do what?
Show up and sing a couple songs with this band.
Well, what is he performing as these days? He's still Blues Traveler.
Yeah, it's still Blues Traveler.
But he was scheduled just to be there to jump on stage and sing with John?
Yeah, it was some like a Home Days or some shit in some place somewhere, and they got John Popper to come up and I don't know the whole story to it, you know, but I'm sure if John's driving, he'll probably call and tell you what happened. But
all right. So John Popper looks like he's got the HIV.
Oh, he looks terrible.
I know. I've seen him.
He looks. Yeah. That's the one thing everybody says when you're fat, you need to lose weight to get healthy, but you look terrible when you get healthy.
Yeah. Well, because you've been fat for so long that when you finally do get healthy, you look like everything's hanging off of you now.
Yeah. Like fucking John Goodman.
Yeah, exactly. He looks terrible.
John Goodman looks like he's melting.
Yeah.
He does. He looks like an old candle. That's what he looks like. An old candle.
He does.
Just his fucking skin falling off his face. And, you know, he's got that belly thing that, you know, the fat that won't go away, the fat skin off the belly. So it kind of hangs over the belt, even though he's too skinny.
Right.
You know, he's got all that bullshit going on. He looks awful. This girl here would look terrible if she lost some weight.
Right. It's Mindy Cohen.
Jeez, oh man. She's got to eat out of a trough, doesn't she?
There are way too many. What do you mean? There are way too many slim female guitar players on Instagram and TikTok. What do you mean too many? As opposed to what?
Neely, we need some fatties.
All right. I rarely see any fat girls screaming with an electric guitar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're using an electric knife to cut a fucking sandwich. And I can say that as a fat guy.
All right. My name is Brianna Wideload.
Oh, really?
Brianna Wideload.
Brianna Wideload?
Does she have that black and yellow sign strapped across her ass?
Probably.
That says Wideload?
If she's wearing the sweats that say Wideload on the back, that's just sad. I wish there was a picture of it.
She got a backup beeper, too.
Beep, beep, beep.
Just like a garbage truck.
Right.
My name is Brianna Wideload, and I'm currently in a grunge rock band called French Fries.
Ugh. I got news for you, Brianna Wideload. The reason your band isn't hitting is not because you're fat. You named your band French Fries. Everything about you is about being a fatso. Nobody's going to care. Yeah. Including I'm a fat guy, and you're embarrassing us fatties. You're an embarrassment to fatties.
You're a parody band.
Yeah.
I was raised in Long Beach, California, and there are not too many grunge rockers. Grunge rockers?
What year is this? Grunge rockers?
Yeah, 1992.
Yeah, I mean, put down your Nirvana fucking record, Grimace, and fucking stop it.
A grunge rocker.
Yeah, she looks like fucking Grimace.
Mm-hmm. Let alone plus size ones. Fat liberation and plus size positivity needs to be seen in rock music. Why?
No, it doesn't.
Why does it need to be seen?
No, it doesn't.
Look, I'm just going to tell you, and I'm not saying this to be mean,
mm-hmm.
but you're visually unpleasant to look at.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah. That's it.
That's just the fact of the matter. Nobody wants to see that.
Look, as a fat guy, I'll say it point blank. No one wants to be entertained by a fatso. Nobody does. Know why you don't listen to me? Because I'm on the fucking radio. You don't have to look.
Right.
And I only give you from the neck up anyway. I act like a fucking chick. You know, I act like a chick with my fucking MySpace picture. You know? You know, the entertainment world has not, will not ever embrace fat. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
You know, this whole thing about you got to embrace fat and fat is beautiful. No, it's not. It's not. Anything that you can achieve by being unhealthy is not beautiful.
Well, I don't remember the chick's name. She was on Anthony Cumia this week on The Compound.
Okay.
She was a comedian. I don't know her
name. Christy Mayer.
It may have been. And they were talking about Adele, I guess. I don't know anything about Adele. I know who she is. I know what she looks like, but I guess she lost like a lot of weight or something.
Okay.
And they were commenting on the fact that she lost the weight, but she did it quietly.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say, oh, look at Adele. She lost all this weight. Isn't she brave?
Yeah.
Isn't she this? Isn't she that? And they were making the point that the reason she did it, quote unquote, quietly without making some kind of big fanfare out of it,
mm-hmm.
is that she was afraid of the backlash from the fatties who would say, well, why did you lose all the weight? Are you fat shaming anybody? He goes, no, she just wanted to lose weight.
Just wanted to be healthy.
Can you pull up Adele? I don't know what, you know, I don't know what she looked like the before and after. I don't know if there are any pictures out there. I don't know anything about this, but you know, she's kind of a big deal in the pop world, I guess.
Yeah, she's a definite.
And I guess she just kind of, you know, she lost weight. You know, and she didn't make some kind of big stink about it, saying, oh, look at me, you know, I got healthy or whatever the case may be.
She was never, I mean, she's a fatty, but she's never that fat. I mean, she wasn't Brianna Wideload fat. Not by a long shot.
And the other one that is always yo-yoing is that other one that other girl, she won the
Kelly Clarkson.
That's her. Yeah. You know, I've seen pictures of her where she's like, you know, fairly thin, and then I see other pictures where she's kind of really plumped up. And the other one is that girl from Pittsburgh, the blonde girl, the Christine Aguilera.
Yeah, Christine Aguilera.
Yeah. Yeah, she's another one.
Boy, when she was thin, she was fucking untouchable.
Yeah. And then I see her plump up, and then she loses weight, and then she plumps up again. Now, is this the fat Adele?
That's fat Adele.
Okay. Is there a skinny Adele?
I can only do one at a time here.
Well, I'm just asking the question.
Yeah, there's plenty of skinny ones. It's hard to find the fat one now. All right, so that's skinny or fat Adele. Let's find skinny Adele. There's skinny Adele. Let's open image in new tab.
We need to get a control room staff like Anthony has.
Yeah, no shit. I wouldn't complain. And there's skinny Adele.
Oh yeah, she looks good.
Oh, she looks good.
Yeah, good on her. I mean, I don't know anything about her or music, but you know, looking at that other picture and looking at this. Yeah. Hey, good on her. Yeah. She looks like a healthy, normal chick.
Needs to lose some weight in that nose, Howard Stern. Jesus Christ. Yeah, she looks a lot better. And you know, that's good. Not bad. I don't know. I still think she looks kind of, again, she's another one to me, looks a little creepy with the losing the weight.
Yeah.
She should have just lost some belly.
Yeah. 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 The face though, she's got the Skeletor face going on.
Yeah. She's got that fucking Celine Dion face. she was kind of hotter. She looked like, what was that girl's name? Brooke Shields when she was chubby.
Yeah.
When she had chubby face, she looked kind of like Brooke Shields. Now she looks like a broken Brooke. she's just not, I don't find her as hot, but good on her losing the weight. If she feels better, good. It's all good.
Yeah, why not?
Just sing your songs that I'm never going to hear.
Right, exactly. Fat liberation and plus size positivity needs to be seen in rock music. Well,
no, it doesn't.
See, what you were complaining about a minute ago is that there's too many thin chicks in rock.
Yeah.
And what you're saying is that, you know, we need to see fat chicks in rock. And it's like, well, maybe there aren't any fat chicks in rock.
Yeah.
Aside from you.
Yeah, because running around the stage, you run out of breath.
Yeah. It is crucial. Why is it crucial? To who?
To her.
Oh. I live for rock music, and I'm very passionate and very vocal about being a fat girl in rock. So more or less, you're just embracing your fat.
Yeah.
So you're just saying, you know, I'm fat, and I'm just going to be fat, and I have zero interest in improving myself.
Well, here's what it is. The world needs to adjust to me. Yeah. I don't need to adjust to what the world wants. I want to be famous for being me.
Right.
You know, I don't want to. Look, if she was scary fucking talented, and I mean scary talented, the world wouldn't give a shit if she was fat.
Well,
the world would accept that she's a fat rock star.
Right. Well, our little friend Mariah, she's a little stocky.
She goes up and down, but world class talent.
That's my point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has talent that'll. If Mariah gained 200 pounds, people still would fucking be like, that goddamn voice is amazing.
It is.
You know, and she's one that could probably get away with it. That being said, if she hears this, she'll probably fucking cringe in horror that we're even mentioning weight about her.
Well, I didn't know.
21-year-old.
I mean, you know. So it's just the fact of the matter.
Yeah, I know.
I'm learning more about the history of fat women and rock. The history of fat women and rock.
Well, it starts with you and it ends with you. There is no history of who are the fat women in rock? Mama Cass, Ann Wilson, her. Who else is there?
Well, she mentions them. For example, groundbreaking plus size lead singer, Deborah Lael, Lyall.
Oh, Deborah Lael.
From the rock band Romeo Void. Can you pull that one up?
I have no idea who that is.
Deborah, D-E-B-R-A-L-Y-A-L-L. I know the name Romeo Void. Oh. I don't know any of their music.
Oh, I'm just going to tell you now. There is no need to fucking celebrate this thing.
Okay.
No. Oh. Dude.
All right.
This is who she's wanting to be?
No, she just said that she's a fat chick and rock. That's what she's saying.
Definitely a fat chick. I don't know anything about Romeo Void, but.
Oh.
Egad.
Wow. Okay.
It's like Meatloaf.
Trying to think who she looks like.
Delta Burke.
A little bit. She could be the goth version of Delta Burke.
Yeah. Delta Broke.
All right. So she mentions her. She is a fat female rock star. She's a role model, Chris.
She's not a role model, and she's not really a rock star. None of us have ever heard of her.
Yeah. She wrote iconic songs in the 1980s, toured the world, and appeared on television shows.
Really?
Today, she still performs, and she often posts on her selfies on her Instagram account.
Well, good for her.
I don't know anything about this chick.
She's got an iPhone with the super wide. Jesus Christ.
Well, let's see here. Let's pull up some Romeo Void.
I don't remember Romeo Void in the 80s.
I know the name. I do know the name.
I don't.
I don't know anything about their music, though.
Romeo Void?
Yes, I remember their name. Yep, there they are, Romeo Void.
I don't know. Romeo Void.
Well, let's play their most popular two tunes here real quick.
Let's hear their Boss Hit Bomb single.
Yeah, the first one is called Never Say Never. Right. This almost sounds like Talking Heads.
Yeah. Men at Work song.
Yeah. Is she singing or is she going to eat that microphone?
It's like, what are you doing, Rosie?
Wow.
Good Lord.
That's a whole lot of Rosie.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow. Okay.
Dude, did you see, speaking of Rosie, did you see that she's trying out for a part of a guy in a movie?
Are we talking about Roseanne?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, Rosie O'Donnell. No, I was not aware.
Let me find it real. Rosie O'Donnell. Movie man. She's trying to be I forget what I just saw it the other day. She's trying to it's like a documentary type, one of those documentary sort of movies, and she's trying out for the guy, for the lead as the guy.
Well, like a transgender or something?
No, like a guy.
Oh, so she wants to play like just one of the guys?
No, she wants to be a guy in the
movie. I understand. I'm just making a joke.
Yeah, she's definitely not in that category with that girl with those phenomenal tits.
Yeah, she showed them on that movie, the big movie.
Oh boy. That girl was, I can't find the Rosie thing, but yeah, she's just doing it to fucking make a noise that women should play any part.
Right, of course.
It's like, you fucking cunt.
Everything is agenda driven.
Everything is this gender driven shit.
Yeah. Very influential.
Big stuff there.
I mean, who can't just recite words into a microphone?
Yeah, well, I mean, you remember this song, obviously.
No, I do not. All right. The next one that's supposedly their big hit. Now, the first one that I just played, it's got 5 million plays on Spotify.
That's a good amount.
Now, this one only has half that amount.
Okay.
Just a little over two million.
All right.
This one is called A Girl in Trouble.
Okay.
Is a temporary thing. Again, Men at Work.
Yeah, I think I know this song actually.
Yeah, but it sounds like Men at Work.
It does.
She's got a face that shows that she knows she's heard every line. Tenderly she talks on the phone. There's a way to walk that says
almost has a go-go sound to it too.
Yeah, yeah. If they'd gone away.
Yeah, but you know, again with the triple track vocals and the reverb. Anybody can sound good.
Is it triple tracked or is it just reverberating in the triple chins?
Probably triple chin.
All right, look at that picture I got up of her now.
I see that.
Wow.
Yikes.
It's like she has a face mask on top of the face mask. That's what it looks like.
I know. All right. So again, this is a quote unquote a role model.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
She wrote iconic songs. Well, as far as Spotify is concerned, they had basically two hits.
Yeah, and neither of them anybody's remember. I don't know that song, by the way. I think I was thinking Men at Work like you. I was thinking, who can it be now?
Yeah, it did. It sounded just like that.
Yep.
Or even Motels.
Yeah.
A little bit like that. I really want to connect with more plus-size guitar players. Why?
Good.
The only other plus size rock singer I've been able to connect with online so far is a female rock singer named Carys Rose, CarysRose.
CarysRose?
Yes. CarysRose, R-O-S-E.
Carys Rose. She doesn't look fat.
Carys Rose.
She's not fat. She's not fat.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, she's lying to you. She's trying to say this chick is fat. Okay. This chick is downright not guilty in any Judge Aiken courtroom.
All right.
I mean, holy smokes.
I asked her about being a plus size rocker. She says being plus size on the rock music scene makes everything so much more difficult due to discrimination. I get hate comments telling me to lose weight several times a week.
Well, so what?
Even though she gets trolls, she continues to post videos of herself playing guitar and uploading her music to Spotify.
Good for her.
I'm going to have to look up Carys Rose on Spotify.
I put the picture of her. Well,
I'm going to play some of her music. I want to see what she sounds like.
I mean, she might have Titanic syndrome going on her ass, but she's got a cute face.
Yeah. Oh, there she is. Artist Carys Rose.
Carys Rose.
All right. Boy, she's got like no plays on her thing.
Yeah. Well, that's why she's hooking up and fucking chatting with this fucking dumb.
Yeah. And her songs are like, anal cunt. They're like a minute and 50 seconds long.
Here's a fatty picture of her. Hold on. I think I might have put up the wrong Carys Rose.
Okay.
I can't believe that there's two of them, but apparently there's two of them. This is probably more than likely the fatty Carys Rose.
All right.
Where did that picture go?
She's got red hair.
Yeah.
Like pink or red hair.
She looks like Drea Di Matteo if she ate Drea Di Matteo.
Jeez.
Let's see. And I know it's brutal that I'm making fat jokes. Me, the fattest one of all, but that's why I can, because I make them about myself too.
All right.
There she is.
All right.
Does that say ice bar or ice barge?
I think it says ice barge. I think the sweatshirt is just kind of wrinkled and you can't see the G. Ice barge. Wow. All right. Let's play some of this Carrie's Rose.
All right, let's hear.
Her songs are not long. It's like 1 minute and 27 seconds, 1 minute and 54 seconds, 1 minute and 12 seconds, 2 minutes and 22 seconds.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to play some Carrie's Rose, the fat chick.
All right.
She's got 38 monthly listeners.
Wow. 38. Right. She should at least be shooting for her waist size.
I guess so. Christ. God damn.
Children doing what grown-ups do, learning from example, you told me what to do. You were older and I was quieter, and you told me not to tell. I was so innocent, I didn't say a word.
That's a soupy reverb.
Yeah.
Reverb makes you sound good no matter how bad you sing.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's Carrie's Rose.
Yeah. Looks like Winona Dud.
She said being plus size on the rock music scene makes everything so much more difficult due to discrimination. And blah, blah, blah. My latest album, which can be found on Spotify and YouTube, is called Ravenous. Yeah, you probably eat up everything in sight.
Mm-hmm.
Ravenous Appetite.
Is that the name of the album?
No, it's just the name of the album is called Ravenous.
I thought you were saying the name of her album was Ravenous Appetite. I was going to be like, damn. That's
That was my poetic license, throwing that in there.
Yeah.
The word ravenous means having an extreme hunger. Yeah, you look like you ate everything up in sight.
Yeah, she ate everything on the ice barge.
I have a hunger for rock music and cheeseburgers and fries.
And everything else, pizza.
What is that? I was wanting to make a joke here. It fell flat. What is that Counting Crows album? Everything.
Everything like, and everything else or something?
No, it's like September and everything after.
Counting Crows albums, let's see.
It's like September and everything after.
August and everything after, I think.
Yeah, she ate August and everything after.
That's right. August was the first course of a 12-course meal. Good Lord.
I think I ate August and everything after.
She does sound sort of like Lisa Loeb.
Yeah.
Maybe she could be Lisa Slob.
Listen to this. I have a hunger for rock music and a hunger of the finest food as well.
You mean rock candy? Rock candy, baby.
Exactly.
It'd be great if every song she did was about food.
Yeah. Well, that would be a good gimmick, though.
Covered the song Rock Candy. Covered every song by bread. You know, just pick any band that has anything to do with food.
Yeah, food title.
Any song from the Spaghetti Incident.
Oh, well, you're gonna have to pull this one up.
All right.
Fat Camp, the first single and music video off my new album, was inspired by plus size TikTok celebrity.
Wait a minute.
Jamie Weisberg.
Do I want to look up Jamie Weisberg or Fat?
No. You need to look up Fat Camp by this Carrie's Rose.
Carrie's Rose, Fat Camp. Your single. Oh no, that's it. Where is it? I think it's been banned.
Really?
Yeah, I don't see Carrie's Rose. Fat Camp.
It says, my latest album, which can be found on Spotify and YouTube, is called Ravenous. The word ravenous means having an extreme hunger. I have a hunger for rock music and a hunger of the finest food as well. Fat Camp, the first single and music video off my new album, was inspired by plus size TikTok celebrity Jamie Weisberg.
Yeah.
Who mentions her time at the local Fat Camp many times in her video. I needed to write a creative song about this.
Phil Ooze wins the award. She toured with the Food Fighters.
The Food Fighters.
The Food Fighters.
This article is poorly written.
Yeah, I was thinking there's no album for Camp.
No, this Fat Camp is from this French fries. So what? Look that up.
Look up French fries Fat Camp?
Yes. French fries Fat Camp official music video. So it sounded like this Carrie's Rose was talking to her, but the way that this article is written is just really poor. All right.
This is one such meal.
All right, let's stop this. We'll share this one. Share. French fries, Fat Camp. Here we go.
Yeah, there you go. That's it.
Let's see.
A half gallon of milk, a bottle of Pepsi, a quart of eggnog, 3 sandwiches, potato chips, tuna salad, ice cream, cinnamon rolls, a bottle of wine, cupcakes, cereal, a can of soup, a hamburger, a baked potato, and lasagna. $2. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys ever like wanted to lose weight or just to live longer, maybe stay healthy.
Yeah, Rosemary.
I'm gonna weigh 400 pounds. Okay, I am 250 pounds now. I lost.
Chad hit me today. I ate my Caesar salad in a room. Dad forced me to go to Fat Camp.
Oh my God.
I told Chad to leave me alone. And then he called me a fat fucking hog. My anger is so ravenous. My hunger headaches killing me. Counselor said obesity is a sin. I said diet culture dropout. Fuck your chocolate milk. Fuck your chocolate milk. I don't give a fuck.
Wow. What did I just see?
What the hell? It was like a bunch of random like video clips put together. Yeah. What was that, Dennis Miller?
It looked like him.
Yeah.
What the hell was that? My God.
Oh. And she thinks that people want to see some girl with big flappy arms strumming a guitar.
I got news for her. Her fatness is not why people aren't responding to her music. That fucking song sucked.
Now who's Jamie Weisberg?
Beats me.
Well, look it up. JAIMIEWEISBERG. She's a TikTok. Oh. She's a TikTok celebrity.
No. No, she's not. Oh boy. Boy, there's plenty to choose from here. Holy cow. And emphasis on cow. Oh no. Oh no. here's a good photo. I'm just trying to pick the best one.
Well, this one, this Jamie Weisberg, she's a TikTok celebrity and she's an influencer for the fatties.
I'm a fatty and she ain't influencing me to do anything but start lifting weights and dieting. No. Dude, I look at her and call her fat, and I'm fat. She's fatter than me. This girl's fatter than me. Get the fuck out of here. Wait till you see. You ready?
Yes.
Got your glasses?
I don't have any glasses, but I'm going to take my chances.
All right. I'm going to put out a warning. Warning, 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 warning.
Ugh. Does she have a goatee or is that just the shadow?
That's just a shadow. She has her tits tucked into her pants.
Oh my God.
I'm assuming are these her tits or are these her tits?
Oh, I think she's a flatso.
Think she's a flatso?
Yeah, she's a flatso.
Then what the hell is this?
Well, that's her, I don't know. That's her camel humps. Where she stores her extra water and food when she's going across the Sahara.
Holy smokes. My God.
Ow.
Well, the responses are coming in fast and furious here. Then there's this one.
Yeah, she did teach John Oliva. That's a good one. I like it. Wow. Jeez. Hip jewels. Jeez.
Holy cow.
Ow. So she's a role model and an influencer?
Sure is.
Oof.
Don't you want to be like...
No, I don't.
Yeesh.
What I want to know, or I guess I don't want to know, what I want to take your pointer,
yeah,
and go on her picture.
Okay.
Go all the way down, right. down. What goes between the waist of her pants and all the way down to where your pointer is now?
I don't know what that hole is.
What is that whole area there? What her is that?
Her pants literally have a mouth. So that she can eat in two places, apparently.
What is it from where your pointer is all the way down to there?
What is this?
What is all that right in there? Mm.
Just a lot of sexy.
Oh my God.
My goodness.
So she's a plus size TikTok celebrity.
Yeah. My God.
I couldn't watch that. There's just no way. I'm gonna lose. My next album.
What is it, Neely? It's Taint.
No, it's not.
No, it ain't.
It ain't.
What is this? It's Gunt.
That's, well, I think that's Gunt times five.
Five G's and Gunt.
Exactly. Wow.
Holy smokes.
I'm glad our fans are embracing the video aspect of the show.
Thank God. I keep saying the video adds a new dimension to this show, and boy, does it.
I'm glad people are participating a little more in the whole video thing.
I honestly, you know what? Maybe I'm wrong, but I think tonight, because we've had really pretty decent numbers tonight on the video, I think it's because we have the video next to, you know, it shows next to the chat room now.
All right.
Because guys like Jim are not usually in here, but he's in here now because it's on his screen.
Yeah, he knows it's easily accessed.
Yeah.
All right. My album is a mix of raw emotion, anger, hunger, and a little bit of everything.
Look, if this girl may be a lot of things, hungry is not one of them.
Sodium Queen is a big middle finger to the diet culture.
Sodium Queen?
Sodium Queen.
So in order to be a fat chick in rock, you have to sing about food?
Well, apparently she's embracing the fact that she just likes to eat.
Well, nobody wants this. How clueless are these people?
Well, again, it's just like, this is me, so accept it, fuckies.
Yeah, but no one's gonna.
But if you don't, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, well, I guess there's something wrong with me. Because as a fatso, I don't want to be entertained by other fatsos.
Right.
Fuck that.
It's a big middle finger to the diet culture and its obsession with restricting sodium foods. Well, maybe it's bad for you.
Yeah. How about accept the fact that in every industry, there's certain standards of stuff you have to do. You know, in the computer industry, you have to be able to think. The computer industry is not hiring a bunch of fucking people that have had a lobotomy.
Yeah, they're not hiring moguls.
Yeah, and in the fucking entertainment industry, they want to hire fucking pretty people. And look, and again, I say this as a fatso, fat, not pretty.
Well, you nailed the next sentence on the head right here.
Okay.
Baby Blue Cupcake as a colorful portrayal of the reality of the pretty girls in high school and the misogynistic American beauty standards.
Oh, it's
misogynistic.
Shut up.
So are you telling me that women don't look at, you know, attractive women and go, man, I wish I could look like that? Yeah. Does that make them misogynistic?
I mean, who is this girl's role model? Little Debbie?
No, her role model is this girl right here. Every girl's player's dream is to get signed to a record deal. There is no record deals.
Who's signing this girl?
Well, there is no record deals. I don't care who you are. There are no record deals.
Was she on Chef Boyardee Records?
Yeah.
Jesus.
She's on Chef Boyardee Fucked Records. And buy mansions in Beverly Hills. That was 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Nobody's getting signed to a record deal and buying a mansion in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, give it up, Aunt Jemima. Jesus.
That's not happening for anyone. My mission as a plus size singer and guitar player is to teach plus size girls not to be afraid to play guitar and join rock bands.
Hey, play all you want, but no one's going to care.
Nobody's afraid. I'm a fat girl. I can't play guitar. I'm afraid.
Huh.
Nobody said that.
Nobody cares.
There's got to be a big breakthrough beyond slim female rock stars.
Yeah.
Fat liberation and plus size positivity needs to be shown and made aware in rock music. It is critical.
No, it doesn't. 100% disagree with this. 100,000% disagree. No, it doesn't. The reason it's entertaining is because it's an illusion.
Right.
That's what all entertainment is, whether it's comedy or movies or music or whatever. It's an illusion. It's a distortion of regular life.
Right.
That's what entertainment is. And admittedly, this girl is a distortion of regular life. I'll give her that. But it's not a distortion people want to be entertained by. It's the same reason the WNBA has like 14 fans. Because nobody wants to be entertained that way. And certainly nobody wants to be entertained by this fucking person. Jesus.
Brianna Wideload was raised in Long Beach, California. Her journalism experience has been since high school and City College. She has been songwriting since the age of 7. She's a plus size grunge rock singer, animal rights activist, vegan junk. What's a vegan junk food lover?
I don't know. What would that be? Like a tofu hot dog or something?
What vegan junk food?
What is vegan junk food?
And has a passion for plus size fashion. Well, that's all you can wear.
Yeah. I doubt that you have a fucking passion for slimming wear.
Yeah. I don't think Omar the Tent Maker is going to turn down your business.
Vegan Vegan junk food. I guess vegan junk food could be like candy, right?
I don't know. What is vegan junk food? I never even heard of such a thing.
Here's the 21 best vegan junk foods. Let's see what we got here. Number one, Oreo chocolate sandwich cookies.
All right.
Number two, Pringles potato chips.
All right.
Number three, Ritz crackers. Four, Skinny Pop popcorn. Five, Doritos. Doritos spicy sweet chili, to be specific. Number six, Quaker Cinnamon Life cereal. Seven, the original Cracker Jacks. Eight, Frito corn chips. Nine, Airheads fruit mini bars. Number 10, Twizzlers, and always a favorite there. Number 11, Kettle Brand potato chips. 12, Lay's Classic potato chips. 13, Ruffles potato chips. No wonder she's a pig. Fucking number 14, South Sour Patch Kids soft and chewy candy. 15, Swedish Fish soft and chewy candy. Those are good as fuck. I like those.
Those are good as fuck.
Those are good. I like the Swedish Fish.
You're funny.
Me and Fatso here, we could date.
Right.
We could date, just have our fucking cabinets full of Swedish Fish. Number 16, Smucker's Uncrustables. I don't even know what that is.
Uncrustables.
It looks like it's like a sandwich.
All right.
With no crust on it.
All right.
All right. Number 18, she's not eating these. No chance she's eating anything that has the word thin in it. Wheat Thins.
Wheat Thins.
And she wants wheat fats.
All right.
Number 18, Keebler Club Original Crackers. Number 19, Jell-O Instant Pudding Mix. Number 20, again, she ain't eating this either. Sun Chips Multigrain Original Flavor.
I do like those.
They're great, but she ain't eating that. Unless she dips them in blue cheese. Which I don't know if that's on the list. That can't be vegan, right? Because of the cheese?
No.
She dips it in ranch, maybe?
Maybe.
And that's it. Those are the top 20.
All right.
Their number one favorite is the Oreos.
Gotcha.
I could see her eating these foods constantly.
All right.
Nothing on that screams health.
All right.
There we go.
All right. Well, I think the only way to end this segment is some Steel Panther.
Okay.
Fat girl, thar she blows.
There you go.
So we're going to play a few tunes. We'll come back and maybe Judge Aiken will be holding court.
All right, we can do that.
All right. So here's Steel Panther exclusively here.
On your classic metal show. Thanks for checking out this episode of The Classic Metal Show. Get all of our episodes uncensored at www.theclassicmetalshow.com. Join us weekly from 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. Eastern at www.cmsradio.net. Participate in the live chat room at www.chatandkill.com. Once again, thank you for checking out The Classic Metal Show with Neely and Chris. Hail and kill. Fuck you, pal. And hand job.